हरे कृष्णा, से हरे कृष्णा, थैंक यू एंड थैंक यू फॉर दिस रेयर अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर मी टू वेरी सिंसियर ग्रुप ऑफ डिवोटीज, वेरी सीरियस स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. आई कैन सी मेनी ऑफ यू आर हैविंग राइटिंग पैड्स एंड वेरी सीरियस बिजनेस गोइंग ऑन हियर. We are not used to this. Dharmasya glanir bhavati. So much decline. The religion had declined to such a low level that even now we come across people say, every morning when I get up, I give two minutes to God. And just, not just that, also before I go to bed, another 2 minutes. 2 plus 2, that is, take it. Be happy, God. 4 minutes for you. And 23 hours and 56 minutes for myself. 23 hours and 56 minutes. So that's the kind of the degradation. Such descriptions are there in Chaitanya Bhagavat also, as Advaita Acharya had come to do the advanced party work, explore and do the feasibility study, and then he does make many observations like this. Kali Puja and even Bhattacharyas and others, they were just chanting some mantras only in the bathroom while taking shower. They had no additional time for God. While taking bath, especially if the water is cold, then they scream, as our brahmacharis also do. So from those times to this time, big difference. Finally, by sincere prayers of Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But then again, he was doing his sankirtan only with the selected group of devotees indoor, closing all the windows and doors, the screening process, as we're hearing also from Maharaj. A little tinge of some karma, jnana, or anything. You're short of just a little bit, not 100% yet, out. And this was going on also for a good amount of time. And Advaita Acharya was certainly not happy. He was thinking, I'm the one. I prayed for Lord's advent, thinking that I cannot handle the kind of situation that exists around. I cannot alone do dharma samsthapanarthaya. Lord Himself wanted to make His appearance. And of course, Lord was very, very kind to respond to my prayers. And He is here. But look, He's limiting His mercy to just selected few pure devotees. But what about the others? Then one day, Advaita Acharya approached Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, grabbed His lotus feet and begged on behalf of all those fallen souls, "My dear Lord, make this mercy available to everyone. You are known as the Mahavadanya. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Others may be just Vadanya, magnanimous, charitable, but you are Mahavadanya. You are the most munificent, most charitable, most merciful Lord. My dear Lord, please be kind upon all the fallen souls. Merciful Lord, how could he neglect or ignore this humble plea of none other than Advaita Acharya? Advaita is not different from the Lord. Advaita, not two. It's like him, himself, in another form, Advaita Acharya. So from that time onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out on the streets of Navadvip. Patra apatra nahi vichar. Sthan asthan nahi vichar. No more discrimination. The person was pure or impure. Whether he was patra, deserving candidate, or apatra, not deserving. But this place, the fit place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should perform his kirtan, or this is fit, unfit, qualified, not qualified, no more consideration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his mission. Udila Aruna Purababhage Dvijamani Gaura Amani Jage Udila Aruna Purababhage Dvijamani Gaura Amani Jage Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sathe Gela Nagara Raje Bhakata. Preme Dhala Dhala Sonara Anga. Karane no pura baje, Charane no pura baje, taking all those hundreds and thousands of devotees, Dvijamani. Jewel amongst Dvijas, the twice born, Gaur Sundar, taking all the devotees with him, he would do his Sankirtan all over Navadvip. And Preme Dhala Dhala Sonara Anga, his golden, beautiful form would sway this way and that way, back and forth, up and down, while little tinkling bells jingled around his ankles. That Sankirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, those tinkling, jingling of the bells, which took place 500 years ago, is the one, that vibration which is eternal, is now, has begun to inspire the whole world. That Sankirtan is a cause. Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan is a cause of all causes. That Sankirtan, that chanting, that dancing, that ecstasy, that praim, Niranjan Maharaj had been talking about the love of the Lord, love of Godhead, Krishna praim. Mahaprabhu taught the lessons of that Krishna praim. Otherwise, it was just a word praim. It was either written or spoken, but he translated that into action. He taught what the love is all about. Love for his devotees. And then, of course, love amongst the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced. He started at Srivas Angan. Then he came out and he was doing it all over Navadvip, Navadvip Mandal. Then again he was not satisfied. No, I'm still limiting myself. I have come out of Srivas Angan or house of Srivas. But I'm only chanting within the boundary of Nadia district or Navadvip. This is not sufficient. Then Lord broke all the bonds. Varnashram was binding him. Oh, I'm a grihastha. I had to be at home. Here's my beautiful wife and my loving mother. And so many of my friends and relatives, they're all here. But the whole world was awaiting. The rest of Bharat, the rest of India was also awaiting Lord's arrival in their home, well, their hometowns, home villages. So Mahaprabhu, my sannyas, he took sannyas, breaking the heart of his devotees. When devotees found out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, they were thinking, okay, we will also go back home now and we'll burn our house and also join Mahaprabhu. All the possessions are useless now. Just burn them to the ashes and just follow the path of Gauranga. Such was the state of their separation and the minds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and of course many pastimes. Finally he makes his Jagannath Puri the headquarter, his headquarter, as per wishes of his loving mother Sachi Mata. I know you've taken sannyas and there is no question of you returning home or staying with me. But could you at least stay near here? Jagannath Puri is not far from here. Could you stay there? At least I will get some news of yours from time to time. Mahaprabhu agreed and he proceeded to Jagannath Puri. But the world was still awaiting and Mahaprabhu begins his travels throughout India. Next 6 years he travels far and wide, every town, every village. Prithavite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. My name would be chanted in every town, every village on this planet. He wasn't thinking just of Bengal or Orissa or just India. Mahaprabhu was thinking a whole planet, Prithvi, Prithavite ache jato. Continues his mission of spreading the holy name all over. Continues to travel through South India. Of course, all Jagannath, all the residents of Jagannath Puri were ready to go with him. Also, just like the residents of Ayodhya were also ready to go with Sri Ram. Even those trees were thinking, trees of Ayodhya, is it possible for us to also join Sri Ram? But this was just a thought. They knew, oh, how unfortunate we are bound. We cannot leave Ayodhya, how unfortunate we are. Look, everyone else is so fortunate. They are following Sri Ram, but we, the wretched trees, we cannot move. Similar or even more intense separation was in the hearts of all the residents of Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu's condition, now I will go alone. And then they had to make a big bargain, big deal. Okay, At least one person? All right, all right. One person. And one person. Only one person followed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his... All that he was doing, in fact, was Kirtaniya Sadahari. Just a little rest. Sometime, or some nights, or half of the night. And then he would proceed. Again, he had left residence of Puri behind, but wherever he would go, and people were chanting and dancing with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was no publicity campaign. No one was putting up banners or posters. Who knows? Only God knew where all these people were coming from. And how did they find out that tonight's kirtan is in this village? People of so many villages would come there in hundreds and thousands. And Mahaprabhu would dance with them. He would make them dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very tall figure, 7 feet tall. Anyone 7 feet tall here? No one. Anyone this side? Anywhere? Nowhere. 7 feet tall. And not only he was 7 feet tall, he had long arms. Ajanu, ajanu lambita bhujo. His bhuja. Arms long. Ajanu, reaching his knees. Anybody's hands reaching knees? Everybody's mind also reaching now. But not while sitting. You stand up. You have to do this way and that way to reach your knees. But Mahaprabhu, as he stood, his hands were reaching his knees. So those he tall and then long arms, and not just that, he would jump up high in the sky. There was no need of going on the stage. The artist or performer has to be on the stage so that everyone could watch him. But Mahaprabhu, he was going up and down, and golden. Bahu koti chandrajini vadana ujjwal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in that Gaurarthi song that from Mahaprabhu's face, effulgence, Bahukoti Chandrajini Vadana Ujjwa, effulgence of millions of moons, effulgence put together, was emanating from lotus face of Lord and from rest of the body also. Koti Surya Sama Prabha. The Prabha, the effulgence, how much effulgence? Koti Surya Sama Prabha. So that effulgent, golden-bodied personality of Godhead was dancing in the midst of hundreds and thousands of devotees and making them dance also. They were just like little puppets in his hand. As he danced, he was also making them go up and down. They're all going up and down. And sometimes Mahaprabhu would do, inspiring everyone. Hariva! As he did that, as he was lifting everyone and dropping. Not only bodies were being lifted, their souls were getting lifted and elevated. Elevation in consciousness. Wherever Lord went, he was transforming the lives of hundreds and thousands. And these devotees were returning, in fact, on their way back to their homes and villages, struggling to walk. Difficult to walk. They were in ecstasy. They were trembling and falling and rolling and getting up and going few more steps falling down again. Hundreds and thousands were trying to reach their homes. And that state of their consciousness, just one glimpse of the Lord, just one time they took part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan, and all the mountains, big heaps of sins were burned to the ashes. Karmani, sarvakta, what is that? Nirdaha, nirdahati, kincha bhakti bhajam, nirdahati, burning to the ashes, the pure devotees. So that Mahaprabhu traveling South India, then Mahaprabhu blessed Maharashtra also, passing through Kolhapur. They come to Kolhapur to take darshan of Mahalakshmi or to give darshan to Mahalakshmi. And there are two ways of looking at it. Those who want to prove Mahalakshmi is not ordinary, you know. And Mahaprabhu came to see her. But we would like to think that he came to bless her, give her darshan. Then Lord comes to Pandharpur and spends so much time. Other places, but Sri Rangam was one place where Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months, Chaturmasya. But other places he was just spending one night, sometimes only half the night, because he knew that if he would be there till the morning, the whole village was ready to walk with him. So in order to avoid that, before people get up, Mahaprabhu would get up and move on to next village. So like that, he was moving very fast, and he had good excuse to find his brother Vishwaroop. Have you seen my Vishwaroop? Has anyone heard about Vishwaroop? In fact, he knew, although he gave this reason to all the devotees in Jagannath Puri. I have to go, you know, I must go. I find my brother Vishwaroop. But when he was giving that good reason why he should leave Jagannath Puri, Vishwaroop had already departed. He was no more, already he was not on the planet. Mahaprabhu knew this, but he gave that as a reason. And he was inquiring, and he comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Pandharpur, and there he spent 11 days, or could be even 14 days. 11 for sure, possibility of him spending 14 days also. There are two ways, different calculations. 11 days. He was there for 11 days, taking bath in Chandrabhaga River. He doesn't have to take bath in Chandrabhaga. Dhimani Chandrabhaga Tuja Charani Chaganga Dhimani Chandrabhaga. Dhima or Chandrabhaga or Ganga or Jamuna, all these rivers, they come, they emanate from lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he doesn't have to take bath, the water that emanates from his lotus feet. But to set example, Mahaprabhu is taking bath and dancing towards Mahadwar, and then inside, right in front of Vital Pandurang, and chanting and dancing in great ecstasy. Then Mahaprabhu continues his travels, comes near Satara, Krishna Venna confluence, Sangam, Krishna Venna Sangam. And he found a very rare scripture, Krishna Karanamrit. He already had one from very close, called Adi Keshav, near Kanyakumari. He had taken Brahma Samhita. He had been carrying with him, and now another scripture from Maharashtra, Jaya Maharashtra. Krishna Karanamrit, very dear to the Lord and his devotees. So this way, Lord blessed South India, and then Central India, Maharashtra, and another time through Jharkhand forest, through UP, Uttar Pradesh, Dharma Pradesh, as it was known once upon a time, Dharma Pradesh, Mahaprabhu, goes to Vrindavan. So like this, south, north, east, west, he blessed India with his chanting. And he left the job of spreading the holy name outside India. Prabhupada writes this. Left this job to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki gets the credit for spreading the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the planet, and already the holy name is being spread in all the countries of this world. And this is just the beginning. The prediction of Mahaprabhu is bound to come true. If it was my prediction, who knows? If it was Mr. Pawar's prediction, who knows? But it is, anyway, I don't know why I remember that name. May Lord bless him. But Lord is Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who claims, and not just false, a true claim. Madhyakshena prakriti suyate sa chara chara. One who could make such a claim, that person has made his prediction. So this is bound to come true. As we see here, a big gathering of devotees. Well, we may be devotees of Krishna or Ram or Panduranga, but for sure we are devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this age of Kali, one becomes a devotee of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, that does include Krishna and Ram and Pandurang. So, we were devotees of Pandurang or Ram, Krishna. Now we are devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is good, great fortune of all of us. There were times in India or in Maharashtra, very little was known about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or he was just being listed as just another saintly person like Meera or like Guru Nanak or Narasimha Mehta or Tukaram or Tulsi. Likewise, there was a saintly person. He also took sannyas, and that is Chaitanya. Like that was a talk that used to go on when I was just a school boy. I used to study. I had one lesson in my school. Ek ghada hota. So then I used to think, when would that day come that we would know, when I realized position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by grace of Srila Prabhupada, when that day would come. This is such a big offense that we are committing, whole world, India, Maharashtra, committing this offense, listing Mahaprabhu in the list of just sannyasis and swamis and bhaktas and devotees. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, by the grace of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and His followers, thousands of devotees are becoming devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga! This gives us great delight and gives us confidence that yes, for sure, Mahaprabhu's holy name will reach every town and every village. There are already devotees here from half of the Maharashtrian villages and towns. least 100, yes? At least from 100 villages, 100 towns, sure, or if not more. So already from 0 to 1 and 2 zeros. And soon there will be another 0. You're all the heroes. There's every hope. There's a ray of hope now that Mahaprabhu's. And behind all this is Mahaprabhu. We mentioned that in the beginning, Mahaprabhu started chanting and dancing with the jingling bells. And that is a cause of spreading of Sankirtan movement all over the world. That Mahaprabhu is making us chant and dance, and we are confident that you will make others as you will touch more devotees, more souls. You will transfer your ecstasy and share your realizations of Gauranga with others, and they will get transformed. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy spreading started with the heart of Srila Prabhupada and spreading from heart to heart to heart to heart. Transformation of the heart. So I'm very all those who are taking leadership are pushing on. All of you, of course, the leader is Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He is leader of the leaders. And then there are so many other leaders from Chaupati and from Pune and from Kolhapur and Belgaum and list Aurangabad. And I could only at least appreciate, I'm not doing much, but I could appreciate all the work of pushing on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Srila Prabhupada Sankirtan movement is being done. And goal, of course, is stop not till the goal is reached. What is the goal? Every town, every village, Maharashtra. That's one goal, for immediate goal for us. And if we could go beyond the boundaries and bring it to more villages and more towns, let us do our part within our lifetime. This is a task of many generations. Maya is strong and Kali will stay in action and active for a little longer. So future generations will have to carry on this task of bringing the holy name to more towns and more villages. The work that you are doing is a foundational work. On this strong foundation, when the foundation is strong, you could build a skyscraper. Ganachumbi Prasad. Ganachumbi. The Prasad that kisses. I'm confident Srila Prabhupada is pleased. Rakunja Bihari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased with all the endeavors that all of you, if I could be also included, all of us, I should exclude myself. And thanking you. Push on. And may Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga bless you all to spread the holy name of the Lord. The holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.